Perhaps he has been trying to draw your attention to the call he has placed in your life. It is indeed a gamble that the Lord takes on us, for he knows that he cannot and will not override our will. But he also knows that it is truly our desire to do his will. Even the worst sinner is inwardly drawn to God, even if he does not deserve him or serve him. God loves you so much that he is willing to take just that type of risk on you. He knows that you may either serve him or reject him. You may say, "Lord, wherever you lead, I will follow, even through the wilderness." Or you may decide to say, "I can't deal with this. I thought life would be better than this. I quit." But God knows that we must be tried in the fire so that we can become as pure as gold. God brings us into the wilderness to perfect our faith. You cannot have all pleasure without pain. Neither can you enjoy only good times without adversity. Your faith is perfected in the furnace of affliction and adversity. There is something about going through dilemmas and crises that brings us to the place where we discover things about God which we would not have known under other circumstances. The sins in Jehoram's life prevented him from walking with God like he should have. His relationship with God was superficial. However, when he got in trouble, he needed God as a fire escape. He called on God only when things were going badly. In essence, he wanted to use God as his servant rather than serve God. He was interested in God only if God served his own selfish purpose. Many of us have tried to use God for personal gain. We view God as a spiritual Santa Claus who is there at our every whim, one who will bring us gifts and presents that are beyond our reach. The only time we talk with him is when we need something from him. If a loved one becomes terminally ill, we immediately call on him. We are ready to beat down the pastor's door so that he can pray for us, or we call on the saints and implore their spiritual prayer and support. But for some, as soon as the problem is over, what happens? We slump right back into the backslidden state we were in before the problem jolted us to pray. That is why many of us are constantly in problems. God is fully aware of the sad fact that should we have all of our needs met, we will never seek him with all our hearts. Like the children of Israel, we tend to become arrogant and prideful and forget the fact that we must fully acknowledge God in times of prosperity as well as adversity. Jehoram was pretty smart, and he knew something about God. Realizing that he did not have a sound relationship with the Lord, he courted the friendship of one who did. He said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "I have to go out to fight, and I want you to fight with me." Jehoshaphat replied, "If you are going to war, I will go with you. My people are your people. I am going to assume the responsibility of getting you the victory, and all my captains and all my warriors are at your disposal." The next question was how to go about it. They had to seek the mind of God on that matter. One of the servants of the king of Israel told Jehoshaphat about Elisha, who had the word of the Lord. Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and the king of Edom were therefore traveled to see Elisha the prophet. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee." 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Sometimes we are so obsessed with our destination that we forget that we must go through various phases to get there. For example, when a woman is pregnant, it is apparent to all that she is carrying a baby. After the baby is born, all we see is a beautiful baby. We forget that there is a process of bringing that baby into the world, a process that is painful for both the mother and the child. For the mother, it is the process of pushing this new delicate life out of her body, where it has lived snugly for 9 long peaceful months.